top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Tuesday, May 23rd. In the headlines, host of Q95's Kingdom Connection program, Pastor Randy Rodney, says his church will have a special service on May 28th to remember something important that happened in Dominica in May 29, 1979. Antigua and Barbuda recorded its first homicide for 2023. And the U.S. Republican presidential field will expand this week, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to announce on Wednesday, and Senator Tim Scott will officially kick off his campaign Monday in North Charleston. The news is brought to you, compliments, Courts Dominica Limited.
Your vision is our mission at Courts Optical. Shop today for up to 25% off. And with Ready Finance, pay nothing for 30 days. Book your free eye examination appointment online at www.courtsoptical.com. Your vision is our mission. Up to 25% off your completed eyewear. Only at Courts Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply. See in store for details.
During the Kingdom Connection program Monday night, Pastor Randy Rodney said that as a nation, Dominica has not given itself enough time to reflect on the successes and losses it has experienced since May 29, 1979. He said that his church, the Truth and Grace Fellowship Global, has extended an invitation to parliamentarians and those aspiring to be parliamentarians to attend a special service with a theme of liberation, the results of authentic praise.
That I haven't heard much talk, and over the years we have not as a country taken time off to recognize the gains or the losses, whichever we made on May 29th, 1979. This year, however, Pastor Randy Rodney and his church, the Truth and Grace Fellowship Global, has decided to observe May 29th. And so on Sunday, we have invited Parliament, and by this announcement, I'm inviting the rest of you who are interested in becoming members of Parliament, and those of you who were past members of Parliament, to the service on Sunday morning at our church, because we believe that somehow we need to begin to speak God's word in the ears of those who are keen on providing leadership to the nation under the theme, Liberation, the result of authentic praise. And you need to underscore that. Liberation, the result of authentic praise. So on Sunday morning, we will be doing that.
According to Pastor Rodney, the church will be holding an evening session in addition to the morning service of parliamentarians. The session will center on the subject of liberation, intended for attendees, Christians, and believers alike. His reasoning for this topic stems from his belief that the events of May 29, 1979 were in some way connected to an act of liberation, as gleaned from information he has received so far.
On the evening, we will talk to Christians and believers as far as liberation is concerned, because we believe that May 29th had quite some to do, at least we were told that it had quite some to do with some sort of liberation. Whether we are there now or not, we will discuss in a subsequent broadcast, maybe, or conversation. So we want to identify, we want to recognize that and commemorate the event. At least, you know, one person died, and Dominica has not been the same since. Whether we got better or worse, it's your decision, your conversation on, but we will take time to do that. So we're asking you to join in, tune in, connect with us on May 28th, which is a Sunday, and then on May 29th, the Monday, we will have a liberation concert at the Bill Michael Daniel Memorial Park. So you take note and join us.
Pastor Randy Rodney. According to Cesar Emmanuel, Vice President of the CCM, it is unnecessary for Dominica to seek a replacement government, as continuation of the current administration would likely employ similar tactics as the current administration. He asserts that a novel, forward-thinking administration in Dominica, which is answerable to the people, is indispensable. Furthermore, he said that a revamp of the legislative body is crucial, with emphasis on upholding morality and ethics rather than engaging in criminal behavior. Emmanuel shared his views on the Mehul Choksi alleged kidnapping saga.
We do not just need a new government, because we could get a new government with the same old tricks. We need a new progressive government, in Dominica, a government that is accountable to the people, unlike just getting a new government and they come and do the same old nonsense that is being done by the current regime. So yes, we need a change in parliament relative to the House of Assembly and what that House of Assembly really represents. We need that, but we need it to be progressive. We need it to be tied to the roots and not to tie to international criminality.
But I think the scribe laid out something which I could really interpret as the existence of criminality in the garden of evil in which we live in, not the garden of Eden, but the garden of evil in which we live in. And to get involved in this whole Choksi thing, it's mind-boggling how a police force and how a government can get involved in something like this. To put it simply, the guy was kidnapped in Antigua and you had people already on the shores in Dominica waiting for the guy to come.
Emmanuel is asking about the benefits, both political and economic, that the country received from its supposed involvement in the matter.
Questions I have on this matter. One, what is the political benefit, brothers, to this operation for Dominica? Secondly, what is the economic benefit in this operation to Dominica? Both Brother John and Brother Wajbi talk about a $4.5 million lawsuit. To those guys, that's a joke. They have $4 billion. That's a drop in the bucket for them. Trotsky should have come with $5 billion. Let's see what MMC is going to do. Well, but you're talking about 4.5. That's a joke for those guys. Those guys cannot even tell us where $4 billion is. They have the money. To them, they don't care. You said it's going, you both of you guys said it's going back to the little man on the street in the economy. Yes, I agree with this. But the whole operation in this Choksi thing is scandalous. And how Dominica find itself in that mix? We were in the Montferrat mix. How did we find ourselves? What is the economic benefit to those participating in this operation? Who is gaining and who is losing?
CCM Vice President Cesar Emmanuel. During a ceremony at the state office on Monday in which new Russian ambassador to Dominica, Sergei Petrovic, presented his letter of credence, President Charles Savre claims that Dominica is particularly mindful of the ongoing Russian war in Ukraine and the potential for much wider conflagration. He purportedly urged all parties to work assiduously to bring an end to the fighting and to find a peaceful resolution to that conflict.
Already, the impact of this war is felt worldwide in terms of its impact on the supply chain for goods and services, and on the price of petroleum products and food supply. But perhaps the biggest challenge facing us in the Caribbean today is the current situation in Haiti. We in Dominica are particularly concerned by the complete breakdown of governance structures in Haiti and the prevalence of gang violence, which renders normal life nearly impossible. Haiti is a country which was once the wealthiest colony in the Americas. As a permanent member of the Security Council, the Russian Federation can play an important role in getting the international community to focus attention on the plight of the Haitian people.
President Charles Savre meantime, Ambassador Petrovic says he will do his best for further development of the traditionally friendly relations between Russia and Dominica.
So we have enjoyed the friendly relations with Dominica, official relations already for 28 years since the establishment of the diplomatic relations in 1995. And so I think we have a good potential for development of our bilateral relations in different spheres like trade, economic, investment, tourism, culture, and particularly education, and many others.
New Russian ambassador to Dominica is Sergei Petrovic. Local CXC Registrar Magali Celestin says following the conclusion of investigations into the recent CXC math exam leak, CXC has decided that it is going to be using a modified approach adopted from COVID era in 2020. The security measures which CXC has put in place have led them to identify the country as Jamaica and the examination center where the leak originated. In discussion of the Ministry of Education and Youth, the matter will be dealt with following CXC security protocols. The security measures which CXC has put in place have led them to identify the country. And in discussion with the Education and Youth Ministry, Magali Celestin says a call is being made for tighter security on the examination papers.
We are going to use the student's school-based assessment. That's for school candidates. For private candidates, they will use the paper 3, the alternative to the SBA, and the multiple choice exam, the paper 1, in order to give the students a final grade. So we are calling on all candidates, be sure to turn out for their paper 1 exam on June 13, because that paper is critical in determining their final mark. Their SBAs are already in. The private candidates did their paper 3 already on Friday, the 19th of May. So they need now to turn out in large numbers, be present and on time for the multiple choice, because those are the two grades that will add up together to give them a final mark. So I'm calling on my chief invigilators, my center supervisors, and the entire invigilating team to be particular with those exam papers, have them more securely stored, and have them safe, especially between exams. We do not want any breach whatsoever occurring in our Nature Isle, Dominica. So we have to try our best to ensure the security and safety of those exam papers at all times.
In other news, Antiguan Barbuda has recorded its first homicide for 2023. 25-year-old Rudy Schmalley was shot dead during an armed robbery about 1 p.m. Monday. It happened at Pick and Mix Mart on D'Souza Road. A lone gunman reportedly went into the mart and held up the cashier at gunpoint. The victim of the shooting was in the adjacent chicken hub and reportedly rushed into the mart, where he was shot at point-blank range. He was rushed to hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police are now searching for the suspect. Rudy Schmalley's family is struggling to accept his tragic and untimely demise. And the Republican presidential field is set to expand this week, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis set to announce Wednesday he is joining the race. Senator Tim Scott will officially kick off his campaign with a rally on Monday in North Charleston. A recent CBS News poll found GOP voters still overwhelmingly prefer former President Trump as their candidate. Robert Costa reports from South Carolina.
Hey, the Republican presidential race, it's entering a new phase, an expanding field as those debates loom on the horizon. The latest entry, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who's positioning himself as a consistent conservative who has deep ties to the evangelical Christian community.
Can I get an amen?
Senator Tim Scott has been testing the presidential waters for weeks in the early primary states.
We have to start teaching the necessity of individual responsibility.
Now, his campaign has bought nearly $6 million in ads to air in Iowa and New Hampshire as he returns as a candidate in the coming days. Scott has shown little eagerness to take on Donald Trump directly, explaining to CBS News last month his take on the race.
I see that America is starving for positive, optimistic leadership. I want to provide that alternative.
But recent CBS News polling shows likely GOP primary voters are looking for a candidate who digs into the culture wars and makes liberals angry. That same poll shows Scott with just 1% support, while former President Trump leads overwhelmingly. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis comes in second with 22%. DeSantis is expected to officially join the race this week after recent events outside of Florida where he pushed his conservative agenda and kissed babies in New Hampshire. A DeSantis ally tells CBS News the governor privately told his biggest donors last week that he is the only Republican who can win a general election, his latest shot at Trump's electability.
I think the party has developed a culture of losing. I think that there's not accountability.
But former President Trump and his top advisors remain increasingly confident.
Donald Trump.
Following a CNN town hall earlier this month, which they believe solidified his standing.
Let's just win it again and straighten out our country.
And most Republican House members from Florida have already endorsed Trump over DeSantis.
To me, it's not really about Donald Trump versus Ron DeSantis. It's about what America needs. We need somebody who can step in day one, look at Vladimir Putin, look at Xi Jinping and say, okay, enough. I'm back.
On the endorsement front, Senator John Thune of South Dakota, the Senate's number two Republican, is throwing his support behind Senator Scott and will be here in North Charleston this morning. Sources tell us that Senator Scott and others are getting into the race now because they want to make sure they have enough time to build support before that first debate in August.
And that's the news, but first a recap of the headlines. Host of Q95's Kingdom Connection program, Pastor Randy Rodney, says his church will have a special service on May 28th to remember something important that happened in Dominica on May 29, 1979. Antigua and Barbuda recorded its first homicide for 2023, a 25-year-old male. And the U.S. Republican presidential field will expand this week with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to announce on Wednesday. The news is brought to you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited. I am Kimberly Benjamin.
Top of the